This is High on Your Love for So Long. Written by Catboy Dogma. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody Obi-Wan Kenobi, as well as Count Dooku, and is tagged for emotional hurt comfort. They are stupid, Your Honor. Unrequited love that's actually requited. R.E. Stupid. Undercover as a couple. Alternate universe. Heist. I don't even know how to tag this. I'm sorry. Oceans 2. Alternative universe. Canon divergence. Obi-Wan in a kilt. No beta, we die like fish. Author notes. For context, Obi-Wan is Force-sensitive, but not a Jedi. Jango had the epiphany of, what if I wasn't a shitty person, and absconded with the clones, and the better part of the Qui Baldar, to conquer the town. I was trying to work with the prompt and go the normal person route, like undercover for a mission, but my brain decided, heist! Make it a heist. With little to no input on my part, so here we are! Reader's notes. This is being recorded for Boys Teams 2023 for the challenge Pride of Place, which invites you to record besides an open window. So all through this podfic you might hear sounds of birds, and maybe a lawnmower if it's annoying enough to turn on while I'm recording this. I hope you enjoy anyway, and if you don't, I hope you do go read the fic, because it's fun. Relax, Kote. I am relaxed. If you were any more stiff, you would be one of those gaudy statues lining the foyer. At least, I am not scowling like them. My mistake. I forgot that your face just naturally settles like that. Kote scowled even deeper, then forced his face to smooth out. Grief. Obi-Wan was right, as annoying as it was. I'm relaxed. Now you are. That's it, darling, Obi-Wan murmured. Kote was so fucked. Enjoy the music. Look at the art. Make scintillating and enriching conversation with your lovely, skilled husband. Nice weather we're having, Kote deadpanned. That climate-controlled dome is a nice shade of grey today. Yes, quite, Obi-Wan said, amused, as he led Kote through some complicated crescenty waltz. His eyes did that thing where they crinkled at the corners and practically shone in the warm golden light. I thought the steel breeze they got going was rather masterful myself. It even smelled like Durasteel, Kote said absently, chasing the ballroom again. Shimmering clothes and lights filled the room, souls of what had to be over 40 different species mingling together. I don't know how they do it. It had been years since they had danced like this, much less with another person. The dress uniform he wore was tailored to his size, or Jango's at least, and starched into stiff plates. It was a muted off-white with orangey gold accents and a stylized half-sun on the back, stretching between Kote's shoulder blades. He had had to fit and refit the damn jacket at least a dozen times to make sure the lines of his shoulder holster didn't show through the material. The collaborative power of the greatest minds on different planets. Obi-Wan was distracting, the colors were distracting, Fives in the corner by the water feeder with a holo recorder in one hand and a shit-eating grin on his face was distracting. Kote inhaled slowly, exhaled even more slowly, and gave Obi-Wan a bright, glittering smile. He could do this. It was his job, after all, and Kote had never failed a job before. To be fair, though, Kote had also never pretended to be married to Obi-Wan Kenobi and danced with him while the man was also in a distressingly low-cut shirt. He had buttons, little guts, but he had only done up half of them, and Obi-Wan's collarbones had never looked more biteable. Kote had nearly swallowed his own tongue when he had seen Obi-Wan at the start of this whole thing. He had been wearing a kilt in cream and blue, one that matched his eyes and picked out the gold in his hair and made his long, long legs look even longer. 5 minutes, Kote murmured to Obi-Wan. In 5 minutes, Fives would finish hacking the mainframe and make off with the data package. Hunter and Tech would find their way out of the vault with over 10 million credits, and they would be away safe. All Kote and Obi-Wan had to do was make sure the owner of said vault, Count Dooku, remained oblivious to all that was happening. Kote had chosen Obi-Wan and himself for the distraction, partly because he had no experience slicing, not like Fives and Tech did, and partly because... Have you seen Obi-Wan? He had no qualms about using every tool at his disposal, and Obi-Wan happened to be the shiniest tool Kote had, if perhaps too clever for his own good. Oh, and Kote was in love with him. That wasn't the job, though, and Obi-Wan flirted with everyone, so what if Kote's heart jumped into his mouth whenever Obi-Wan laid a hand on his shoulder or leaned against him in that fond, affectionate way he did? So what if Kote had fallen asleep to the sound of Obi-Wan's breathing for the past 10 days and loved every second of it? So, what if Kote would never see him again after tonight? Look alive, my dear. Obi-Wan leaned forward, pressing all up against Kote's front. His shimmer silk shirt felt like water against Kote's bare forearms, cool and light. The good count is starting to look bored. Let's go say our hellos, shall we? All right. 3 minutes on the clock. If they got interrupted now, they would never have another chance. Kote and Obi-Wan extricated themselves from the crush of bodies on the dance floor, and Obi-Wan offered an elbow to Kote. Count Dooku was a tall, imposing man, standing head and shoulders above most of the humanoids in the room. He had to be a head taller than even Obi-Wan, who was built on lean, lanky lines. Kote realized they were fucked when Dooku looked at Obi-Wan and his customary expression of polite disdain cracked right in half. The Count knew Obi-Wan well enough to recognize him. Obi-Wan? Kote muttered under his breath, clutching the crook of Obi-Wan's arm tighter. What the kark? I am sorry about this, you know, Obi-Wan muttered back. They didn't have time for anything else before Obi-Wan was greeting Dooku with a polite smile and an outstretched hand. Grandfather, you look well. grandfather. Suddenly, everything clicked into place. Obi-Wan's insistence on coming here now. The way Obi-Wan seemed so invested in the heist. How well he knew Core Society. Obi-Wan, are you going to introduce me to your companion? Dooku arched a single white eyebrow at the two of them, and Kote clutched a little more desperately at Obi-Wan's elbow. This is my husband, Obi-Wan told Dooku, and Kote shoved down the treacherous flutter of his heart. This was a job, just a job, and it would never be more than a job to Obi-Wan. He had been used from the start, just like he had been using Obi-Wan. Kote, Kote, this is my grandfather, Count Dooku. Pleasure, Kote said politely, baring his teeth in a strained facsimile of a smile.
Husband, and here I was regrettably unaware of your nuptials. Congratulations, Obi-Wan. Qui-Gon would have been proud.
Dooku's face gave nothing away. Kote was beginning to see why Obi-Wan could mask his emotions so well, how he could go from smiling and congenial to blank at a second's notice. Obi-Wan went rigid beside him, the muscle at the corner of his jaw ticking as it did whenever he got upset. Who the carking Sith spit was Qui-Gon? You always knew Qui-Gon so well.
Oh, don't pretend to still be upset about that, boy. It was well over a decade ago.
And yet, here you are. Obi-Wan's voice had a note of bitter defeat that Kote had never heard before. You must be so proud of yourself, Dooku.
Well, I surely can't be proud of you, not after...
I didn't come here to rehash old hurts.
You could have fooled me, young one.
Kote was lost. Fives was giving him a concerned look over by the corner. Tech had to be finished with his job now. They needed to get out, now. Kote gave Obi-Wan's elbow a squeeze.
Obi-Wan, I'm sorry to interrupt, but... It's quite all right. Obi-Wan never was much for manners. Congratulations to you both, then.
Dooku inclined his head and swept off, revelers parting in his wake. Obi-Wan not one for manners? Kote couldn't imagine a world where Obi-Wan wasn't the epitome of civility. Apologies, Obi-Wan said after a moment with a helpless little laugh. I'm afraid that got rather out of hand.
We can talk about it later.
Kote turned to Obi-Wan and tugged his collar straight, using the motion as an excuse to scan the room again. Fives had already extracted himself, and Tech and Hunter were making their way out. Kote and Obi-Wan would bring up the rear, exiting in a minute or two. Kote. Obi-Wan grabbed Kote's wrists, demanding and larger than life, as he had always been. Kote had always been an expert at noticing Obi-Wan. It was like something about the man drew him in, over and over again, like a moth to the flame. I am sorry. They were close enough that Obi-Wan's words brushed against Kote's lips. Kote looked up at him, letting his hands uncurl to rest his palms on Obi-Wan's chest.
You should have told me. I know I have no right to know about your past, but this could have been leverage. It could have made the plan safer.
Obi-Wan made a hurt sound at the back of his throat, involuntary and quiet. You have every Right, Kote.
We are not actually husbands,
Kote said, amused despite himself. It hurt a little less each time he said it. No. Obi-Wan considered Kote's hands, and then Kote himself. His pale blue eyes made Kote feel like a Ken cell transfixed under glass. We are not, but if we were, I would tell you everything.
But we aren't.
Kote dared to slide a hand up Obi-Wan's shoulder, up the column of his throat to cradle the side of Obi-Wan's head in his palm.
And you don't have to.
Maybe I want to. Obi-Wan had many micro-expressions, ones that Kote had managed to dissect and catalogue after cycles of knowing him. He had never seen this one before. Eyes wide, mouth drawn into a tight line, brows furrowed. Kote tentatively labeled it as hope, because he thought he might be wearing the same expression.
If you did.
Kote swallowed, throat dry and scratchy.
I'd listen. I'll always listen to you, Obi-Wan.
Gods, Kote. Obi-Wan made a sudden, abortive gesture, one hand sliding from Kote's wrist to his shoulder and leaving a trail of fire in its wake. Kote was incandescent with hope. Everything felt bright and clear and hard, like it did when he was in the middle of a firefight. Can I...
Yeah,
Kote breathed. Obi-Wan pressed his forehead to Kote's, pulling him in by the shoulders. I am so sorry.
It's all right,
Kote found himself saying, crushing Obi-Wan to him with a hand on the back of Obi-Wan's head, massing his perfectly gelled hair.
It's all right.
The end.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to my backyard. And I hope you also enjoyed the story. As said in the beginning, this has been recorded for Boys Teams 2023 for the challenge Pride of Place. I thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.